Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. It's episode 13, season 2. I'm Mike D. Alongside my brother from another mother, we got Christopher Chu in the house. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
And sitting in for our boy Chlorel, who's taking a little break. He wants to... He's on vacation. Take a little break from us. I think he needs it. We got our girl Cherry in
the
house.
What up? What up?
What up, Cherry? Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. I feel like I'm kind of a regular here now, it seems.
Yeah,
you guys just can't get enough.
That's the word on the street.
No. It's because we don't have room to write guests, special guest anymore in our titles.
Yeah,
we ran out of characters.
You tell yourself that.
Don't put that.
Cherry's a clickbait. So
Cherry is clickbait.
When you put the word cherry?
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
A what? Clickbait?
Clickbait.
What's a clickbait?
People know who you are. People want to hear you.
Yeah. When they see your name, they're like,
wow. They're like, ooh, I got to listen to that.
That's
yeah. So maybe
sweet.
We could thank you. So, and I want to thank everyone who's been listening to the podcast because we just surpassed 20,000 downloads.
Oh, my God.
Pew, 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 pew.
I wish we had that little horn. Good job,
I just made it.
Good job.
And like, can we say we have our very good friend,
yeah, we got
Montreal Diaries on Instagram. I don't know if any of you follow her, but...
Sitting
Hi.
In on the pod.
Hi.
So she's just sitting at the
hanging
table.
Out.
Headphones
she's hanging
on.
Out. She's hanging out with us, yeah.
But follow her gram at Montreal Diaries.
Ooh,
she's
plug.
Dope, man.
I like she's that. Like, honestly, like one of my favorite Instagram feeds.
Yeah.
Not just because, like, she does sneaker stuff.
A great balance of lifestyle and sneakers.
Your perspective on how you capture photos. And I think you're just with your phone camera. It's like,
it's sick.
Thank
like
you.
I don't know how you it's achieve
sick.
It,
Thank
so I'm
you.
Like, that's why it's interesting.
You do respect. A good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
I met you years
Thank
ago.
Thank you for forcing me to sit down.
Aww.
Yeah. At the beginning, she didn't want to talk.
It was gradual. She eventually
so
made it to the chair.
Yeah. Okay.
I met you years ago because you used to shop at my store, and you were just like such a cool customer, super cool. Style and now we became friends all these years later, so that's cool.
And now look at you now, you're here with us.
Yeah. She's always been part of the inner circle.
There
know?
We go. Yeah.
She's
what?
Just
inner
quiet.
Circle.
She expresses herself through her art.
All right, yeah. Before we get into it, what did we have on feet today? What did we wear today, Cherry?
Well, I wore my Bad Gal Riri slippers
because
we're in my crib, so I'm wearing my house slippers, my green Fenty Bow slides. Shout out Riri.
Shout out Riri. If you want to be on the pod, let us know.
Did you work today?
I did work today.
And that's what you wore to work?
No, I wear my slides in the house.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not trying to.
You're not one of them?
That's why I asked.
No, these are my house slippers, guys. My $100 house slippers, you know,
because
I'm
geez.
Fancy like that.
Price
so,
drop.
Yep. So I have the pink fur and now I have these green bow slides. And somebody told me there's blue fur coming out. So I'm tripping. And Diaries over here told me I need a Sean John tracksuit to go with that. So if those baby blue fur comes out, I'm getting a baby blue Sean John tracksuit.
I think navy blue would be better.
Just at home cooking dinner
navy
and shit,
blue with
drinking
gold
wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Beautiful.
Very necessary.
Very sick. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
Today I played the little game in my sneaker room. J'ai fait Amstram Gram Piqué Piqué Coligram. And then I chose
what?
A random shelf.
Oh.
I don't know if there's an English version to that, but it's basically like
you eeny,
meeny, miny, mo, yeah. Swag, yeah. And you pick a shoe. So I just chose a random shelf, and I actually fell into the shelf that had the Aramis Alpha Bounce in them.
Ooh.
And
That's
when I opened
so
the
funny.
Box, so when I what I do when it's like when I'm actually rushing to get ready for work, I just play this game. And kind of decides for me what I have to choose from because it's either like those, I don't know, like 15 pairs versus 200 something on the wall.
Yeah.
So it kind of narrows down the selection.
That's
and then I have
so
to choose.
Funny.
And right away, like they're like sitting next to my white mountaineering shoes. And I was like, I've worn those too much. and I saw the Aramis. And when I opened the box, there's like a beautiful pair of like 3M rope laces in them.
Yeah.
And it's April soon, May soon, June, I guess. And it's almost like a year after release. And it's crazy. Like I was telling Chris today when we went outside to shoot, the shoe is such like a quick moment in time. Like this, the Aramis colorway of the Alpha Bounce was like such a quick moment of fire.
Mm-hmm.
But when I like when I got them, when I took them in my hands, and I was like, okay, this is the shoe I'm wearing today. I remember this feeling, this energy that I felt when I first saw the shoe, and I felt so into it. So yeah, today basically, sorry, I worn my Alpha Bounce Aramis colorway.
That's so funny, cause I kind of played the same game. Well, I'm wearing my Fenties now, my slides, but during the day I wore my orange Yeezy Boost there, the what's it called, Beluga Solar Red.
Yeah.
You're so humble.
Yeah, you know. I was like, so I'm trying to wear Yeezys this week because it's Yeezy season.
The Yeezy week.
It's yeah.
True. We'll get
so
to that.
I played the same game. We're kind of like so.
It's cool, man. No, because this way you force yourself to wear other things.
Yeah.
At the same time, you kind of make sure you pick something that you
different,
and you necessarily don't wear every day. So.
I like it.
That's the way I...
Mike, what did you wear?
I wore a Air Jordan 3 powder blue.
Ah.
But with the Jordan theme today, I love them.
That's
I'm
going to
shout out my boy Chris Chu over here for the hookup.
Yeah, you were talking about that last pod, right?
Yeah.
Word.
What about you, Gallet?
Just my good old trustworthy Vans old schools.
Ooh.
You're a Vans girl, eh? You're always going to those sales.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
On sale.
She always knows when the sales are going on, man. You're very good
Gally
at that. Gally
claims to be like out of the loop a bit with sneakers. And she doesn't know that Vans are like super hot right now.
Yeah.
They're so hot right now.
Yeah.
Like so
not even
hot.
Joking.
Yeah, but they're not special if
they are
wears
special.
Them.
No, not everyone wears them. You have to have a particular style to rock Vans properly.
Yeah,
you
I can can't rock Vans.
Agree?
I wish.
Agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
They go with everything.
They go with everything.
But you need to set up the proper fit. You have to have a particular style.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Christopher Chiu?
So today, this morning, I woke up and we are, as we're recording this, we are April 26th.
I think.
Yes. Correct? Yes. Okay. So April 26th, what I remembered was, oh, dang. Tomorrow, April 27th, is the launch date for the new Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star 2 times Nike Flyknit. So the first Converse with Nike Flyknit fused into it. And because tomorrow's the launch date, I remember that I had a pair, like I just received a pair from Converse, and that I had to produce some content for it, for like myself and for the blog. And I was like, I have like a day to do it. But kind of not a day because I knew that at night we had the podcast and during the day I'm at work. I was like, okay, I'm rushing out of the door and I just put those on real quick so that I could just shoot on the run. So that's what I wore. Long story short, my Converse Chuck Taylor Flyknits.
Which I would like to say are very beautiful.
Oh yeah,
they're
my
nice.
God.
Like, they're
I,
so I'm, nice.
I have to shout out like Converse. They sent me the all white pair.
Sick.
And oh my God.
Yeah, that was so nice. I was with them when we opened the box.
Yeah,
and when he saw the color, he's yes.
Oh, yes. It's like, you had to close it up
yes,
a little bit.
Got the white.
Too
like,
awesome.
Oh, dope.
Like, yeah, look, I'm appreciative of any color you send me, but like when it hits the triple white, ooh.
So nice.
Yeah.
So, and you took some sick shots of them too.
There's a couple of guys that are flying out to New York right now. Shout out to Christian, Sneaker Talk.
Sneaker Talk, yep.
Shout out to Sean Goh, if anyone knows Sean Goh. He has his YouTube and he has his Instagram. Mm-hmm. Very powerful man.
Cool.
Does great work. They're heading to New York for the launch of this Converse shoe. And so I saw them in the morning, like early, posting their content for the shoe. And I was like, oh my God, everyone's already posting. I haven't taken my shots yet.
Damn.
So I was like part under the gun, part like under pressure. I was like, oh my God, I gotta produce something. And I took maybe 10 to 12 photos that I produced and whoa. I like maybe zero of them.
Oh,
but that's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're your worst critic.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's what I wore. Tonight to the pod, though, I switched up to my, been wearing these a lot. They're my Jordan 1 Lasers that my friend out in Vancouver customized into pseudo frags for me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Dope.
And, yo.
He did a great job.
Yeah, I'm like, I really like this colorway. It's bad because the shoe cost like $1,500, $2,000.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd buy the real shoe, but it really makes you want it. So
nice. Sick colorway.
Very sick.
So what's gone down in the world of sneakers? So if you're listening to this podcast on the Saturday, the Yeezy 350 V2s have released. Congratulations if you won them through a raffle or whatever. Alex, maybe we can get your perspective, because we always love your perspective when it comes to Yeezy Week.
Ayoy.
There you have
that's,
it.
That kind of, well, ayoy in the sense that, well, I'm sure Cherry, you had quite a busy Monday.
Yeah, oh, I'll yeah, let you talk about yours first, and then I'll talk about mine.
But it's, it wasn't bad. I think we try to play like fair and square when it comes to raffles and handling the lines and the sign-ups and stuff like that. You can't go much faster than what you actually can, right?
So yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
We try to bring as many, like, because we do like the electronic sign-ups.
We do it by hand. So yeah, hand
we used to do
broken.
It by hand.
Yeah.
But now we do like the electronic subscriptions, trying to bring as many devices as possible to make it as fast as possible.
Yeah.
But today, it was the final day. We were closing at 6. And it got super gangster crowded.
I'm sorry for sending all those people school. To you.
It was super crowded after like 4 p.m. and we were closing at 6.
Yeah.
My security guard kept coming at me and was like, yo, Alex, like, what are we going to do at 6? There's like so many people outside. And the way we do it, if you show up at 6 and the line goes to the corner of the street, well, you're still here until before 6, right?
Yeah.
So I sent someone outside to stand at the very end of the line.
That's exactly what we do too.
Yeah.
To just finish it.
And finish it. It took us tonight an hour and a half to clear out the end of the line.
Yeah.
And as of tomorrow, I'll get into like the classic like procedures for raffle, like pick winners, contact winners, send out emails, and just wait for the dear day.
It's pretty dope that you guys, like, whoever was already in line, even after technically after your closing, you just
imagine there's like 100 people outside and it's 6 o'clock and you just like lock the door in front of the faces.
Yeah,
I don't think there would be any ruckus. Because I think people are a bit more civilized than this.
Yeah. No, but if you've been waiting for a while and then that's not cool.
Bye. Like, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. So, I mean, people don't care. But like, we actually work super freaking hard for this. And it's like when people can't come into sign up and they complain about the waiting time, like they should. I'm not trying to reach for pity or whatever, but.
Oh, okay, I'll say it for you. You guys don't get paid for that extra work that you do.
No, as a manager, I put in so much work into organizing, coordinating, making sure everything's on point, having the right people on time. Like, and I do, like, tonight I cleaned up my own store. And it's like, not because I'm a manager, I don't do it, but like, you'll barely ever see me like clean up my store. Because I have to do other things, right? And like tonight, I put my staff on the tablets. Like they were running the sign-ups. And like I was like, yo, I'll make sure the store is clean so that when the sign-ups are done, you guys can go home. I'll close the store. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully everyone's happy. Everyone's putting those beautiful white Yeezys on.
Of course.
They're so good. Really, really stoked.
Yeah.
Really, it's a really cool color. It's dope that they came out with a triple something colorway.
Yeah.
They removed the stripe type of deal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
It's very nice.
It's a first since the Pirate Blacks and the Moon Rocks and the Oxford Tan. So
on my end of things, it was just Monday only. So you had a 2-day raffle. We just had a 1-day. I actually handled most of the subscribing people on the list. So my hand was literally
cramping up a little
bit. Yeah. Like I had to take breaks because my hand was going to fall off. We're not used to these days writing anymore. That's another thing. I think in like 30 years, our hands are probably going to
fall
off. Yeah. Or something.
No more fingers.
Because we don't write anymore. So anyways,
tap.
I chose to. So yeah, I was definitely exhausted by the end of the 8 hours of just writing people's names down. But I chose to have fun with it, which I always try to have fun with it all the time. But I had a good day, man. Like, people were mad cool. Like,
it's fun. It's still fun. Like,
I honestly, like, I had such good people. Like, nobody was complaining. I mean, I don't know. It was just great. And I chose to, like, I was writing people's names down and trying to guess their nationality and stuff. And I was like, dude, that is a Tamil name. Like, I know you are from Sri Lanka and you're Tamil, aren't you? Because the name is, like, 55 letters in it.
Whoa.
You know, so it was really fun. I was just having fun with it, asking people if they've ever won raffles and whatever, and I just made the day really fun for myself. Yeah, so really shout out to everybody who came and waited in our lines, because to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't do it, because it's, you know, I don't even wait 10 minutes. I'm a princess. I don't wait for nothing.
Ooh.
Outside. So no, I'm just saying, I honestly, shout out in the cold, I do not do cold.
Yeah, like, well, cold's a different world.
And it wasn't warm on Monday, so today was okay. No, but Monday was chilly.
It was chilly.
It was cold. So to everybody who waited and came in and was pleasant and happy, and thank you very much, because you made the day really fun. And it was to everybody who won, I'm really happy for you. We made our calls already. And I wish everybody could win something. I feel really bad because there are some people who were like, I've never won a raffle. And some kids who came in, they had their mom, their dad, their uncle, their son, yeah. You know, and I have to shout out, like, honestly, I hope this doesn't sound weird or anything, but I genuinely feel this way, is like, shout out to like everybody from China, man, because they are hustlers. Yo. Like, yo, they come out in like
the burgundy visas, man.
Giant trucks full of like everybody from the family and friends, and like their whole classroom comes in and signs up. Like, yo, you win. Like, you deserve it. You made a solid effort, you know? Like, it's crazy. I had one guy, this is a funny story. He came in on, I don't know, maybe Saturday or Friday, and he must have came back in and out the store and asked me about 45 times, is Yeezy a raffle? When's the raffle? I'm like, Monday. When does shoe come out? Saturday. 2 minutes later, same question. About 40 times, I was starting to get a little impatient,
because I was
like, dude, like, I don't know. I don't know. Do you want me to write it down? Like, how do I explain this to you? Like, it's Monday, the raffle. The shoe comes out. Whatever. And he was like, I just moved from China 2 days ago. He's like, I just want to make sure.
I'm freaking
so
out.
So cute. Like, you know, anyway, so the day of the raffle, I saw him. I'm like, yo, you made it. He's like, yeah. And I don't know. It was really cool. Like, some of these exchange students didn't know their own phone numbers. Like, they literally, it was, just, I don't know. It's just really fun.
It's
like,
fun. Yeah. You can decide. Yeah, you can decide to be like, to just be whatever about it, or you can try have to fun have with fun it. With yeah. it. Some old faces showed up to the store. People come inside, they shake my hands, and everyone's like, some people are happy to see me, some people I haven't seen in a while. Like, you kind of see some old faces. It brings out like the Yeezy people, and people that are actually like super nice and really cool. So shout outs to everyone who came in to sign up at the store. Hopefully everyone wins, but you know, that's not happening. But
yeah,
just, you know,
best of luck.
Make some moves, and random, so. Hopefully you made your way into finding a place to win a raffle.
How do you feel about the shoe itself?
I love it. It's cool. Again, as I said, that they came out with like some sort of like a triple color execution. I think it's dope that the supply 350 is kind of like super diluted. Like, you really have to get close to see it. I'm excited to see what they look like on feet.
Do you like that little yellow thing in the back?
Love it.
I like it too.
I love it.
So for people
feel like
who don't
it
know,
makes it makes it like
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. You know, so like for people who don't know, in the back of the shoe, on like the heel, there's a little yellow. Tab. Yeah. There's like a little yellowing. I don't know how to explain it.
The sole layers up in the back.
Yeah.
And it creates this different kind of tone on the back heel, and it's
super. I love it too.
It's dope.
Did the same thing happen on the Zebras?
Yes.
They have like the same kind of thing.
And I think this is like one of the odd things that I really like about it.
Yeah, like
it just makes it different,
looks like discoloration,
right?
But yeah. it was actually meant to be.
Like some people, when we were looking at it, we were like, huh? Like, why is it? Whatever. I like it too. I think.
But it's in the right spot, right?
I think
no,
so.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It just adds a little psh.
Yeah.
A little psh.
Yeah.
Apart from that, tomorrow morning as of, well, Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
There's a City Sox NMD gum pack that's coming out.
Those are dope.
Yeah, we have an NMD
gum. As well as an XR1 that's kind of like zebra-ish.
Yeah.
Do we have the same one coming out tomorrow?
Probably. It's like an XR1. It's like white. But
like
it has
two
like,
of them, yeah?
Oh, there's two only NMDs. One for us. Yes, there are two City Sox and one XR1. And then Friday morning, we also have an EQT pack. It's called the Milled Leather Execution. Really cool 9317s with like some crispy black leather, as well as an ultra support.
Oh, the
and
ultra support.
A support refine.
Yeah.
Alex, I feel you talk about shoes kind of like I like food, like crispy and.
Well,
it's true,
makes
right?
Me yeah.
It's a sneaker chef.
Yes, kind of.
Connoisseur. There you go.
It's always like these words that make it sound so
change
delicious.
Your name. Change your IG name.
That's right.
Sneaker chef.
Yeah. Sneaker chef.
Well, it's because I know like Jonathan Kim. Shout Jump out to that. Jonathan Kim.
Je suis.
Made Jonathan fun of me Kim. Saying the word execution.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of Did the first things that he mentioned to me before we went for a beer. He's like,
A
when,
beer?
Because, A, yeah. Because when, so we were talking and he also made a comment about my English leveling up. So shout out to you, Jonathan Kim, for recognizing yeah. my work. But he said, so your English is getting really good since like the first pods, but I see that you're French anytime you say execution.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, apparently I sound French as hell whenever I say execution. So I'll keep saying execution.
I don't think it's that
bad. It's just like a refined way of saying it.
Ah.
Yeah. But I think Jonathan notices because he's like half Korean, half Spanish. Mm. Jonathan Kim.
Yes. And plus, he's coming from Toronto, right? So he doesn't hear the French all the time like we do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Voila.
Good point. Right? Good point.
That's it. But still, shout out to Jonathan Kim. I know you're listening.
And Cherry. So again, we're recording this on Wednesday. By the time it's Saturday, I think the Thursday drop. I think House of Hoops has this vapory
oh
type
my God.
Of...
Oh, Vapor Max.
Hey-o.
Got the Vapor Max.
I could tell from your Instagram stories today, you're kind of excited about it.
Hell yeah. I mean, people have been harassing us since the Toronto release.
Of yeah. Oh, since the first Montreal release.
First time we're getting Vapor Beautiful. Max. Yeah. So it's the asphalt. Asphalt.
So it's like a gray.
It's like a darker gray. There was a lighter gray. I really like the light gray.
The light gray is...
The dark gray is super dark dope. Gray. My personal choice. You prefer dark?
I do.
I prefer light, so, but it's beautiful. It's just on my skin tone. I prefer a lighter gray.
Gotcha.
Right. It's just.
But for me, it's more like if you're gonna be gray, just be gray, okay? Like, boom, not maybe gray.
Not different
just
shades
straight
of gray.
Up
See, I'm
dark
a,
gray.
I'm yeah. a, I'm not a black or white. I'm a
gray
tones,
area.
Gray tones.
Yeah,
shades.
Like the 50 shades.
Ooh.
Okay.
Darker.
Yeah. So
moving along. So that's coming out tomorrow. Super exciting. And the NMD2, which Alex and I will both have.
Do you guys think people will go crazy? So the people in Montreal who didn't get a chance to get the first Vapor Max are going to go
limited.
Crazy
yeah.
for this one?
They're yeah. very limited.
I think they'll be gone like that.
Yeah. yeah? There's people in the morning. They're going to be there.
The price is high though.
What do they retail for?
In Montreal, it's $255, then add the taxes.
That's borderline like a high-end Jordan.
Yo, but that bubble, though, it's like...
Bubbles.
The bubbles.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is cool.
It's just,
it looks really good in pictures.
Yeah.
It's a very nice shoe.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. Like, I don't know. For me, the money...
I was super curious to see it on hand. And Jonathan Kim brought us a pair last week.
Yeah.
See, he's
it
got
looks,
the multicolor. Yeah.
It looks better in pictures, I find.
It's because of the lightings and stuff.
Maybe it was the colorway.
It's
but
that Valencia filter. Is that it?
Love it.
Okay. Do you use that filter a lot?
Valencia?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to not do. I'm just into like the
you
Snapchat
make your own,
flowers
oh, okay.
and stuff.
Okay. You're still doing your karaoke, right?
So if you don't already, please follow Cherry Dog Roll, IG superstar.
So me and my stock boy now, we do a morning song every day. So yesterday we did a Spanish song and this morning we did a Haitian song.
Oh, man.
And maybe next one will be Indian.
She's
so stay
recruiting.
Tuned.
She's recruiting. Hit her up.
All right.
Moving
but
on.
But Vapor Max, super dope. So.
All right. Did anyone pick up anything this week? Anyone have the pleasure of picking up anything? Alex?
I did.
Ooh.
I did.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
I found out it is possible for me to scoop up stuff from the Adidas.com website.
Oh, wow.
So
the US uh-oh. One.
The US website.
Yeah. Dangerous.
So that's kind of a perk. And so the Inikeys came out last Thursday. And there was a colorway that was kind of catching my eyes at the store. It's a white beige-ish colorway with the black outsole. But then I had in my mind this baby blue colorway with white stripes. And unfortunately, it didn't make it to Canada. So I decided to just go on the website, US website, and pew, it was there. Couple days after lunch, and kind of made some magic happen, I guess, and I got it for pretty decent price as well, and it's actually coming in the mail today, so I should get it by tomorrow, hopefully. So
dope.
Super stoked about that. Wow. Really excited to add an Inikey to my collection. I really love those.
Dope.
Even though I was kind of hesitant in the first place, but maybe I was not 100% into it because the first drop was not colors that I was really into. And I have no baby blue shoes, like powder blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but.
You're going to need a Sean John tracksuit to go with that baby blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Sean John stock is rising now.
One, so.
I will. Dope.
Did anyone else cop anything this week? Jerry?
Mm, no.
No.
Hey, you're being good? I still haven't even picked up my car from the garage because I'm avoiding paying that bill, okay? So I'm going to pick that first. Pick up that. It's kind of necessary.
Yeah.
But I was saving my money for this week because now the VaporMax, I wasn't sure if I was getting it. So I'm kind of frustrated because now what do I do tomorrow? I don't know.
You made an announcement on Instagram that you were getting it.
No, I didn't say I was getting it. I was saying my store.
The store. Okay. Maybe I need to watch your stories again because I talked.
No, I wasn't saying I definitely want it. Hey, I'm Air Max. Again. That is my shoe, so I need. It is a need. I just don't know if I could skip this colorway and wait for the next one. But gotcha. I'm definitely going to get a VaporMax.
Talking Air Max, where did you get that really cool pin?
So that pin came from. I don't know if you guys know Nike has Eakins. Have you ever heard of a Nike Eakin? What that is?
No.
So Eakin. Oh, Chris, are you trying to answer the question?
Yeah,
Marty Pants.
Well, I know what an Eakin is, but...
What's an Eakin?
So, Eakin, first of all, is the word Nike.
Whoop, yeah.
Flip around.
Okay. So, yeah.
They are Nike...
Well, I feel smart now.
Nike subject matter experts.
Yeah, like product enthusiasts, you know, a product specialist. So, basically, you know, their job is, like, they go around... It's a really cool job, actually. They go around to events and stores and all kind of stuff and just talk product to people, whether it's history, background of... Nike and, you know, product history, like that
kind of
stuff.
They're Nike hired people.
They're Nike employees, but their job is just being a sneaker product specialist.
That's
so they have
dope.
Like a running and whatever Eakin. They might have like a basketball, whatever, you know, different categories.
Okay.
Anyways, so it's a Nike Eakin who was in town. She's actually from Montreal. I forgot her Instagram, but super cool chick.
Oh, sorry. Do they get sent around to different locations to do like
information
sessions?
They have territories and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think she works like Toronto, Montreal type of thing or Quebec, Ontario. I'm not sure exactly.
All right.
But she's a new Eakin. She's recently, she replaced another dude. So she was in Montreal. She's from Montreal, now moved to Toronto. She stopped by and gave us some goodies for the staff, which
very cool.
Some pins. We have some VaporMax pins and some dope
stuff. I'd like to see that. I didn't see it.
Which you're going to wear tomorrow.
Fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So,
it's such a cool pin I noticed on.
It's Velcro, so you can stick it on anything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So there was a master pin. There's a pin, a master pin and a Velcro patch and the Air Max one, that OG one. Couple of really cool stuff. So my staff
is
very
happy.
So
you have all these
stickers.
Things here?
No, at the store for my staff.
Oh,
okay, it's goodies for my staff. Yeah. So.
Okay, because I'm like kind of put it on your stories.
One. Yeah.
With the different ones.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get one or something?
No. Because I don't know what it looks like, and the listeners don't know what it looks like.
Ah, okay.
So
do
it Saturday.
Saturday,
post a picture on your story, so everyone has to go hit up your story to
see what
we're talking about.
There you go.
I'll put a song for y'all,
too. Then you tag the sneaker podcast so that people, you know, like, check the podcast.
Shemad. Okay, guys.
Plug.
Got to put that plug in.
Yeah, so that's what happened. I didn't buy anything. I have to save my money. VaporMax Yeezys. I'm broke.
Good for you.
Beautiful.
You got that self-control,
Chris,
which
anything?
Is nice.
Yeah.
I didn't really acquire anything new, but like last week we had all the people in town and so forth, blah, blah, blah. And I showed them my sneaker closet. So my sneaker closet, for those who have seen it, is not to be compared to Alex's sneaker room or Chloe's sneaker room. Theirs is like very very nice, very well curated. Yeah. Mine is extremely functional. Like, I have one closet and I stuff as many boxes as I can into that closet.
Well, functional, this according to like Chris, functional, because like I can't step in it. Like, it's
no.
You know what's going on.
I know, like, exactly where every sneaker is.
Yeah.
Or so I thought.
Oh.
So it just so happens that I go look for some sneakers to show the guys that came into town. And boom, I find a box. And what is in this box? And I forget. And I open the box. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have these sneakers. So I'm like finding sneakers that I already own that I haven't worn in a long time. And I'm bringing them back out now. So it kind of feels like I'm picking up stuff. I don't know.
Mm.
Tag, yes. Oh. And then I was talking to Alex about this today. Yeah, I was like, yeah, for some reason, I'm finding Jordan again.
Nice.
Like, I'm rediscovering Michael Jordan. And
Michael.
And he's like, I remember wearing these sneakers, and I've been heavy on my Jordan 1s, and I'm like Jordan 14s and my Jordan 4s, and I'm going to try to figure out styles that are particular that will work with Jordans, you know, to kind of mimic like what a Vans and a cool chick would wear, you know, you know what I'm saying, Gally? Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, what pair did you take out? What did you find?
That I found?
Yeah.
Well, I have a pair of Jordan 13s that I haven't worn in a long time. They're the Jordan Flint 13s. But mine's
nice.
Like
so nice.
From 2005. And I used to have two pairs, so I used to wear them a lot. Then I was like, there's no point in me having two pairs of these. I got rid of one pair. And then I was like, oh, now I only have one pair. I won't wear it that often because I want to save it. And so I kind of like shot myself in the foot by getting rid of the backup pair. And I'm like, yo, I really want to wear this. But, you know, styles these days is very runner, sleek, low. But this is like a higher shoe, right? And I'm like trying to figure out the proper way to wear it. Like, do I pin roll? Do I just stack the pants? What do I do? Soon, it's going to be summer. I don't think I want to wear like
shorts with it. Yeah.
My Jordan 13s.
Yeah,
so I got to figure some shit out, you know? Big life decisions, guys.
Ah,
can you?
That's seriously what it's about.
Chris, I stopped by Chris's place the other day, and we got into a conversation near the sneaker closet.
Yeah.
And Chris handed me a pair of a really special shoe. Well, special for me. I don't know if
it's the
if we can talk about this.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I forget its name.
It's so Chris, so for some reason, so I've posted this week, I've taken a shot. There's a shoe that I've acquired a couple of months ago. It's called the Forum OG, for anyone that's like into the old Adidas basketball sneakers. When we had it at the store, no one paid attention to it. For some reason, it really caught my attention. And it's one of those big bulky basketball Adidas sneakers that I was like, yo, I need to get this shoe, and I need to make it look good. And I feel like it's a need for me to have this like OG shoe in my collection.
Yeah.
So I got it, and it took me like several weeks, like almost a couple months to actually wear it. And when I decided to wear it, took this photo, posted it on my Instagram, and I actually got so many messages from people saying like, is it at the store? You have a size 12? Where can I get it? My boy from New York is like, I want it. Hook me up. And I'm like, yo, like, it's now gone in an outlet store, God knows where. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, it's cool to wear some old stuff sometimes and get some old people's, not some old people, sorry, to get some people to feel, to get that fire again for some older styles and be like, yo, is this a fresh new shoe? It's like, no, it's, well, I actually just popped the tag off, but it's actually from 2013. So whenever like I post a photo and I mentioned the year, it's not the flex, it's just to be like, yo, this is fire to me still to this day, and I wear it proudly because it feels it feels right and it suits my stuff and it makes me feel good. And it makes me like, when I walk with this shoe, I feel like I'm walking on fire and it's like money, you know? So I get at Chris's crib and we just discuss and he hands me a box, a white box, Adidas white box for all my heads out there. You know, it's a consortium collab. And he's like, oh, you should have those. And I'm like, what is it? And I knew what it was because I know.
Are you guys the same size?
Yes. And he brought them by mistake.
Dang.
At one of the pods.
So there's one day, there's like, hey, Chris, bring this shoe. We want to see it in person. I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I grab it out of my closet and I get to the podcast and I showed him the box. I was like, wait, this is the wrong box. I go, why did I grab this one?
And I open the box and it's an old runner silhouette that's called the Santor. And it's a consortium collab from a couple years ago with Hanan Shop. And it's a shoe that I've always loved and always like, you know, hope to acquire back in the days when those consortium collabs were like $130 Canadian or some stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some cheap gangster, full quality like shoes. And he just handed the shoe to me and he's like, yo, you should have this. And I was like, why?
And that's awesome.
I was like, one, I forget that it's in my closet. I love it. Like, I loved it when I got it and everything. I remember getting it off Livestock, being really happy, scoring it and everything. But then I was like, look, if I take this shoe and I wear it and I post a picture out of it, it gets whatever response, you know, regular response or a lower than regular response. Because people who follow my feed don't know me for wearing these type of sneakers. But if Alex wears them and posts a picture of them on his feed, it gets a lot of response, like positive, amazing response. Mm. And it affects the world more.
Right.
So it should be in the hands of the proper person. Mm. So for that reason, I was like, well, it makes more sense for you to have them than for me to wear them, you know? And that's basically it.
It's a very nice story.
It's really, really cool. Like, yeah. And
I love it.
Yeah. It's kind of like if my mission was to, if I had a, no, but.
No, I'm not laughing. You always think I'm laughing. I'm saying it's cool.
It feels like, you know, I have a purpose, you know?
Yeah.
I have a purpose. My purpose is not just to wear my Yeezys and like my hype stuff. It's to bring attention to like those, like, it's about product, you know?
For sure.
It's about the product and the
brand. Well, you do a really good job at that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
For sure. And
just to add on to your thoughts about wearing old stuff and bringing it back and it still being fire
showing
to you,
that it's still relevant, you know?
You're like an ambassador for that. That's kind of what you
Thank
are,
you.
Right?
I like to, if I bring back old stuff, like I have a closet of sneakers. And then the Bragg Affair boys were joking, yo, Chris, you probably have a second sneaker closet that you didn't show anyone. I was like, okay, actually, I do. I have like part of another closet that's only my old Adidas basketball. But those are all like bulky sneakers with Pure Motion and everything. It's like not the same styles as today. And a lot of times I feel like bringing out one of those pairs and just wearing it. And the challenge for me would be to make it cool again, not just for myself because I love them, but to show it and take a photo of them in a way that other people will see them and say, yo, that's awesome or that's cool. So it becomes a challenge, one, in terms of affecting the world, convincing other people. And two, also getting over my own, let's call them insecurities about how people view me, right? Mm. A lot of times, a lot of people like do it for the gram or whatever, right? You post a picture to appear cool and everything. Well, if I post something that I don't think people automatically believe is cool or know about, then how do I convince them? How do I turn the world and how do I get over myself getting over myself, you know? So look, I'm not saying that like this is what I do all the time now, because look at my feed, it's not always that, but like I think I want to. That's why I'm not, it sounds funny, like I'm joking about figuring out the right style and the right fit to wear with particular sneakers. sounds very peacocky, but it's actually a thing. Like, how do you make styles are always coming back, right? The more up-tempo, look how much ground it's gained since the last time it released, right? Yeah. Now it's become like a fashion trend. And I was like, this is the time. It's the time to bring the bulk back, you know? So I don't know.
Interesting.
Cool.
Very, very interesting.
Very cool. I picked something up.
Well, yeah, what'd you get?
So back in the first few episodes of season two of this podcast, we talked about what we wanted to get this year, something that we wanted to acquire. And something I mentioned was I want to get into more collab shoes. I want to get it into like the A6. I want to get into the New Balance. I want to expand my horizons. So what happened was after we launched that episode, our boy Calby messaged me and he's like, yo, I got a pair of Onitsuka Tiger Cross Hand and Shop Wildcat 2s. And I'm like, okay, I wanna check this out.
Oh, that's the picture you posted
on IG. So he sent me this picture and I was like, whoa, those are sick. I read the story behind it and I love that even more. And he also told me that this was one of the first collab shoes he ever got.
Oh, wow.
So we were able to work something out, and now I have them when he came down last week, and I absolutely love them. I absolutely love them.
The color's beautiful.
Oh, they're so nice.
Yeah.
And the suede on them is ridiculous. So if you want to check out a picture of them, go check out my Instagram at onairwithmikeD. Go check that out. So shout out to Calby at just Calby on Instagram. Calby's one of our boys.
And this also...
Shout out.
Fills that void of your first A6.
Yeah, right? it's my first A6. It's my, like I have a white mountaineering, but I don't see that as much as a collab. Sorry there, bud. Sorry, Alex.
It's cool, no.
But I see this as, like, my very first collab shoe.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Calby.
I like saying Onitsuka Tiger.
Yeah.
Onitsuka. Onitsuka Tiger.
Onitsuka.
So, they call the Wildcats, cool too. Yeah. Go check them out.
Yeah.
Really nice colors. Really nice colors.
It looks like a wine and cheese kind of thing to me. The color. Okay. Do you see it?
I see that. Like I didn't see the cheese part, but now
yeah,
I
it's
do.
Like wine and Cheetos. That's what I see.
Okay. Wine and Cheetos. Okay.
No, I get it.
You get it. I get it.
I get it.
I don't know. That's
I get
when
the colors. Yeah.
I'm going to start naming every shoe in a food that I see. Yeah.
And then you're going to start Chef Sneaker Chef with that.
Channel.
Yeah. You and I will name, we'll just say what we see with colors. That's dope. Kay. Yeah, okay, cool.
Cool.
So that's that.
Yeah, so all these like ideals coming from Cherry's side, I think it's
the perfect
time you for are. Us to speak about Cherry being on the podcast. I
Why
believe
am
you've
I
been
here,
getting
guys?
You've been getting some questions, or Alex, you've been getting messages.
I think
about
we
it.
All have.
Tons of people have just... Like either walk-ins or messages like, hey, we've noticed like Cherry's on the pod. Like she's been on the pod for like what? Two consecutive?
Three?
This would
three?
Be the fourth episode. But not
wow.
Yo, you're totally. Part of the
is
fam
Is Cherry
now.
A new part
or
of
maybe
like
fifth, I don't
a
know.
New member of the pod? Is she now like a regular? And I naturally kind of want to say that it is. Mm-hmm. It is.
She is our fifth member.
She is part of like.
Yeah.
She is a member of like. She is the fifth Power Ranger. Are you five
Power
Rangers?
She's in the bubble. You're in the bubble.
That's
well,
dope.
We,
thank you.
Yeah, our family, our sneaker family, is very big, right? Yeah. That we just saw last
she's
week.
She's like an extra Ninja Turtle type
she's,
of
deal.
I'm April. Duh.
Okay. We'll roll with that.
Yeah.
April,
but so it's not. Yeah, just Cherry's on the pod. Whenever you hear her voice, it's because she's on the pod.
She's on the pod.
Just
we don't need
you know?
To featuring Cherry.
Well,
no.
Thanks to everybody who messaged and stuff. That feels great.
Oh, the DMs
are
full.
I love being here. For sure. I mean, everybody knows I love talking, so, you know.
Do you?
This is perfect. No. Just a little.
A little.
Just a little.
You like to sing even more.
Well, it's,
I like
it's,
to sing.
I find it's good to have like an extra voice on the pod. It just refreshes us as well, right?
Yeah.
This was season two. We did have to bring something extra to the table.
Yeah.
I definitely feel, you know, it's cool because I think of very, my mind is just very, not strange, but I think of different things. You know, like when I see shoes or whatever, like I'm not thinking the same thing you 3-4 are thinking at all. So I think it might be interesting for some people to just hear something.
I think
something.
That's it. Like people have gotten to know the four of us already through season one.
Yeah.
And now it's interesting for them that there's this other person that they're not, they don't have the full story of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout season two, they'll be able to discover who Cherry is, who's Cherry is in relation to all of us. And we'll go with that. And that should bring a bit more life to the story.
I hope so.
And hopefully you listeners will like this. I don't know, maybe on that point, Cherry, would you like to drop a little story about yourself?
Ooh, story time.
A little story. Okay. I have a lot of stories, guys. So, you know, a lot more coming if I'm going to be on the pod. I guess today the story I will pick will be something, I guess, a little related to our topic today. I guess I'll talk about how I kind of ended up maybe working at Foot Locker because I think it's a really cool story. So as some of you may or may not know, previously my sneaker background was I worked in like a local shop, like a individually owned sneaker boutique, and did that for a couple of years. And then my journey ended there. And then I actually wasn't working for, man, maybe I took like almost 6 months off that I just didn't work because I just wasn't sure anymore. I graduated I was done school. So I kind of had to figure out like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I sticking to sneakers now or am I going to move towards something else? Because all I had known for the past 4 or 5 years was sneakers and, you know, being in retail and stuff. So basically the Foot Locker thing came up because we mentioned this on a previous pod, but Chris had invited me to an event that Foot Locker was holding for the House of Hoops opening in Montreal, which is when I also met Mike at that dinner. So I was actually working at Editorial Boutique, which is a really, really great store in Montreal. There's three locations now. They're on like Stanley Street and Carrefour Laval, and now they have a do they have two or three?
Distrante.
So they have three locations. Ladies, whoever's listening, and guys too, it's a super cool store. Those girls and guy, they used to shop at my old store. That's how I met them. So anyways, I worked at Editorial for a few months. And then while I was working at Editorial, there was an event that happened and Chris invited me to it. So basically, it was a Nike event, Chris, correct?
It was the House of Hoops opening in, like, the first House of Hoops opening in Montreal.
Yeah,
so
but Nike hosted it.
Nike, because House of Hoops is Nike.
Right.
So Nike slash the locker.
Right, exactly. So they had an event. It was kind of a industry night type of thing. So pre-opening of the House of Hoops. So they did, like, a dinner event at a museum. And Chris had a plus one. And he invited me to it. So I went to that event. That's where I met Mike for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then saw a couple of people from Nike, from Foot Locker that I kind of recognized being in the industry for a few years. And I actually met the marketing director at the time, Lisa, which a lot of you guys might know. Chris knows her. Yeah, so I met her that night at the event. And we knew some mutual people. And so had a nice chat with her. That was kind of the end of that. Now we're the next day, okay, and I run into Lisa in the street. So I actually was just walking downtown. I think she was walking downtown too, and we run into each other. And I was like, oh my God, hey, I saw you at the event and yesterday. And she was like, oh yeah, whatever. So it was just like, as we're walking by each other, it was like, hey, saw you yesterday. Cool. Done. Ended there. Bye. Now we're the third day, okay? So day three, she comes into my store that I worked at and I'm like, oh my God, you again? Like third day in a row that I see this person. I'm a very, not kind of spiritual. I don't know if spiritual is the word, but I believe in symbols and signs. Okay. And over the years I've become more in tune with that. So I kind of live my life in a way of like follow symbols because they're there. Like they are fully there, like your destiny, whatever you want to call it. There is signs. That's what I believe. So seeing this woman now 3 days in a row, to me, was some kind of sign. Okay, I don't know what the sign meant, but I was like, okay, I need to say something. So she walks in my store again. I'm like, you again? And she's like, oh my God, whatever. So then I'm like, yo, let's be Instagram friends, whatever, right? So connect with her on the gram. Cool, cool. Toodles, like, bye. So now we're like months later. So, you know, she's liking my picture here. I'm liking her picture there. Yo, girl, whatever. Once I was out in Toronto and we were kind of like, oh, let's go have a drink or something. It was just like a friendly Instagram chick thing, you know? Anyways, when I met her that night at the event, I did think to myself, like, wow, here's like a really, you know, beautiful woman, super feminine, super whatever. And she's this like big director at one of the biggest companies in retail, right? Like in sneakers. So when I met her, I did think to myself, like, wow, this is, you know, I could see myself in her position. I could see myself doing this, you know? So that thought 100% crossed my mind that night. Not that I even thought Foot Locker or anything would happen at that point, but meeting her that night, talking to her, I did recognize myself and see, like, oh my God, like, I could do this. You know, here's a woman who's, again, I say, like, she's very feminine, beautiful, well-spoken, mother, you know, of, I don't know, she has like 3 sons or something, married, like, very feminine, strong woman, and she's working in this male-dominated industry, whatever. And I just, I don't know, I thought that was super dope. So that third time when we became Instagram friends, and like I said, we connected, and then months later, we kind of just had a chat. Anyways, my point is that I think it's, for me, seeing her and meeting her was like, she was kind of somebody I look up to, and I was kind of like, man, I could see myself doing this, you know? And I think for girls, it's super important. That's why I want to try to be some kind of like ambassador for girls, to kind of be like, you know, you could be in these roles, you could be in these positions, like whether it's a very male dominated industry or whatever it may be, because that kind of what happened to me. I didn't see myself previous to meeting her thinking I could do that. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys, but
yeah, I get it.
That like it was a moment for me, like meeting her and whatever. So I definitely attribute that night and that moment to kind of where I am now and where I'm trying to go, you know, because, you know, and that's kind of what the topic of the pod is tonight, because I think I've always kind of worked in a male dominated kind of area. Like I used to work at the YMCA for years. I mean, YMCA is very family and kids and everything, but you know, it was a lot of guys. I was always working around basketball guys and whatever. I was always around a lot of men. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's very important for me that girls are able to be girls and don't have to act like a guy to be successful in a guy's industry. Do you guys kind of feel what I'm trying to say?
Totally.
I don't want to have to act, you know, men and women are very, very, very different. And I think the difference is that's why we're like that, because it's a balance. It balances each other out. We bring totally different stuff to the table, which is necessary. So I don't think girls should act like guys, and I don't vice versa, because that defeats the purpose. Like it should be anyway. So I don't know. I'm very bad at actually telling stories. So I hope this makes sense to everybody, but that's what I'm trying to accomplish, like in life, like with my career and with my own family one day and kids, is that I want to be a girl who's stands up for girls and is feminine as F, you know what I mean? But also like a G on like the other, right? Yeah. So that's kind of my story.
We get that.
So I'll throw it to Mike. You know, that's kind of what we want to talk about tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's what this podcast is going to be about. And I think this ramps into our special guest that we're going to have here tonight. We're going to call up our friend Melissa. So let's dial that up right now.
Hey, how are you?
Hey Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, hey. What's up? What's up?
Not a lot. Not a lot. Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Now, for the people who don't know you, this is Melissa Sulewski, the founder of Smart Shiny Objects. How are you doing? Are you good?
I'm good. Just having, I mean, it's been a long week. It's Wednesday, so weekend's coming near, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, all good.
Exactly. Now, where are you right now?
So right now I'm in New York, just kind of, in Soho where I work at a creative agency here. It's called Crush and Lovely.
Very
so,
cool.
I'm on the business team, but I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, cool.
Word. Very cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Shout so out just, to Brooklyn. Just so you know who's speaking to you on the phone, we have
myself, Cherry.
Cherry. Hi, Mel.
Hey,
how are you? How's it
how
going?
How you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
And Chris, that's me.
This is, hey, Chris.
It's so weird, right?
How's it going?
This is Mike. I'm Mike. We also got our boy Alex here.
And I'm Alex. Nice to meet you, Melissa.
Nice to meet you, Alex. Nice to meet you, Mike.
Now, Melissa, before we get deep into the conversation, we got to ask you what you wore on feet today.
Ah, that special question. Yeah, good question. I'm wearing black and rose gold Metcon 2s. So that's a Nike runner.
Whoa.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of metallics. And these are actually a Christmas gift from last year from my sister that I just kind of pulled out of the box today for the first time. So that was a little bittersweet.
That's awesome. Shout out to your sister.
Yeah, I love the Metcon. That outsole is crazy.
Yeah, she has good taste.
Nice, nice.
I guess so. Okay, but before we get into the deep stuff, maybe we could talk about why you're on the podcast, Cherry, how you guys know each other.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, Melissa and I met on Instagram, right, Melissa?
Yep. It's the way to do it nowadays, I guess.
Crazy. Really, so basically, I think pretty much I noticed, I think she followed me or I followed her. I'm not sure who followed who first, but... while I was in Toronto, I definitely noticed this girl on Instagram who was like, you know, commenting on my pictures, just showing love, whatever. And I was like, yo, this girl's mad cool. And, I have a friend out in New York, Erica, shout out at Give Me Two Pairs. And then, you know, I was trying to connect her with Erica actually, cause I was like, oh man, I think those two girls would really get along and similar interests, whatever. So it was just like an Instagram thing, like, a nice girl that I met, online. And then I was going to New York for just to visit some friends. And then I actually hit her up and I was like, hey, Mel, I'm coming down. Maybe we should like go for dinner or something. So kind of random, I know, cause
very
we were,
cool.
We were complete strangers, but I think that's a cool thing about, especially sneakers and this culture is, I don't know when you, something about people who have similar interests like this, it's I just felt comfortable. I was like, I could just hang out with her. Although she was a stranger, I felt connected and I just hit her up. I was like, and she's a girl. It's not like it was some strange guy, right? So there's a comfort in that. And I definitely snooped in her pictures. I was like, man, she seems real cool. So I was like, we should just go out for dinner. And she was like, yeah, for sure. So met her up in New York and met her with Erica as well. So the three of us went out and just really hit it off. And so we've been friends now, and I've only met her once in person, but I consider her my girl.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's Instagram life.
It's crazy. So
exactly.
That's how we met.
Shout out to the gram for bringing people together.
It really does.
It's kind of like you and Calby, Chris.
Exactly like me and Calby.
Like me and Chris.
And now you're best friends.
Here we are. I gotta say
there's something really cool about girls showing girls love to each other, because I mean, let's all be honest, like, as a girl, I don't know if you guys have the same experience, but we get a lot of funny messages sometimes.
People sliding into the DMs?
Yeah, certain kind of love from people and whatever. So it's just really refreshing when another girl is like, I remember actually, Melissa, what really got my attention was when I made a post about my work, like Foot Locker, how my store was a 2 female manager store. And it's the only one like that in the country where we're 2 female managers running like the only house of hoops in the province. And you commented on that. And that's actually, I was like, man, that's so cool that this girl is like, I think you wrote me a private message or something like that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, that's really dope.
Yeah, that was really one of the things that kind of impressed me about Cherry, and I thought was really great, where like, you know, like from the outside, it just kind of seems like it's this sort of, you know, it's all about the product and it's just about sneakers and it's just about kind of like buying, you know, buying more product, and it doesn't really go deeper than that.
Right.
But when you really get into it, it just like you see so much good that's coming out of this community. Like, you know, that really excited me how Cherry was really using her platform to connect with like kids in Canada and raise money for kids and do nice things for them on the holiday and stuff like that. So for me, that's like, that's what it's all about, really. It's like, you know, once you're able to do well, it's all about giving back. So that's what I really loved about it.
That's so cool.
Okay, maybe we could talk about why we have Melissa on the podcast today. Chris?
Yeah, so it... I think it goes back to the first episode where we had Cherry on. And during the podcast, we kind of made it a point to not mention that Cherry... like, we never asked Cherry any female perspective questions. We just,
on purpose.
Yeah,
on purpose. We just kept it like, okay, this, everyone's just a sneakerhead, and let's just run with it that way. And after speaking with Cherry about it, we decided that, you know what? She is who she is, and... there's nothing to hide about that. So we should, instead of avoiding the subject, try to get into it and have a intelligent conversation about it.
Yeah.
And as Cherry and I were kind of developing the episode, Melissa's article, Melissa wrote an article for Nice Kicks.
Super dope article, by the way.
Amazing article.
Yeah.
Really good.
Basically, it kind of...
We should tell people where they can read it. You'll tell them after?
We'll leave the link.
We're going to put the link and stuff on Nice Kicks. On Nice Kicks, yeah.
And we basically, I was like, yo, Melissa seemed to want to actually share the story, right? Speak about it, because that was one of your points, I think, to not talk about it, to actually make it part of the conversation. So I figured, well, if she wants to make it part of the conversation, maybe she'd want to speak to us about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's where the first, well, then I also saw that she was communicating with Cherry. I said, okay, this is a good opportunity for us to reach out and see if we can connect and make it an episode.
So I just don't want to lose my train of thought, but on that note, so I feel that way every day in this industry and any male dominated kind of industry. And even how the guys were like, oh, let's not bring up that you're a girl. But just like you, Melissa, I feel like I don't know why. Like, I'm kind of tired of girls having to act like guys. Like, I don't need to. I am a girl. Do you know what I mean? And just like in your article, you're saying like that should be like acknowledged, you know? Do you get what I'm kind of trying to say? It's like,
yeah,
I am a girl. Yeah. I'm a female. My perspective is my perspective. It is different. And that's important. And should be recognized. And anyway, so
maybe Melissa, you can give everyone like a brief introduction into who you are
in your world,
and then maybe give us a brief synopsis of like what you wrote in your article.
Oh, like my background, what I do.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so, I started my career in fashion tech, and after that, I was in media and entertainment for the last few years, working here in New York City. Like I said, I moved to Brooklyn after college, and by day, I'm on the business team at Crush and Lovely, which we do cool stuff for clients, like build apps, creative strategy, all that good stuff. And then nights and weekends, I'm busy working on smartshinyobjects.com, which I think you mentioned earlier. So I appreciate that shameless plug.
<That's>, you got to show love.
Yeah, I appreciate that love, guys. So smartshinyobjects.com is a blog born from my love of basketball, sneaker culture, streetwear, and how all of that really collides with technology. So I just kind of try to put it in a really easy to digest, kind of interesting way. So definitely check that out if you have some time.
Totally.
So basically, like with the Nice Kicks article, it was just something that was near and dear to my heart for a long time. And I think kind of Cherry nailed it, where there's like this conversation, this subtext underneath all of this that goes on with women in sneaker culture, where on one hand, you don't really want to talk about the fact that you're a woman.
Right.
You just want to kind of just be, you just want to be a part of the community. But on the other hand, it's like the elephant in the room. It just kind of goes to show there's still a ways to go in terms of having that conversation. And I'm so happy that we're finally having that conversation more often, and it's not taboo.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what I loved about your article is that it came out March 8th, International Women's Day, which is a big day for women across the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, so the way it came about is a while back in New York, I'd met up with Nice Kicks content director, Ray Polanco, and he's a great guy. The topic came up of women in sneaker culture, and I randomly threw out a bunch of concepts that I'd been kind of mulling over for women's campaigns because I was like, you know what? This is what I think brands could do better, the way they can market to us, the way they can speak to us. And Ray said, hey, look, we're all doing women's content. On International Women's Day, there's going to be no men's content at all. So it's super future focused, and it would be a perfect idea to like put your ideas out there and impact the culture in like a huge way. So I was like, yeah, I'm down. That's dope. Like it all just kind of started from there.
Beautiful. But Melissa, we need to ask you this one question that we kind of ask all of our guests. At which part of your life that sneaker became really big and important? Like when did you realize that sneakers were going to be like a big chunk of your life?
Yeah, I mean, I think sneakers have always been a big part of my life, even before I realized the significance and the history that they're steeped in. I mean, I grew up as an athlete playing basketball all my life. So both out of utility and comfort, I mean, you could always find me in sneakers or slides with socks, which was like the style back then. And I think it still kind of is.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it all started.
Dope. What do you want? Sorry, Mel. Okay, so one thing in your article that I really stuck with me was when you were talking about the stereotypes for girls. So either you're considered the sexy girl who's into kicks, you know, like the hot chick who likes sneakers, or you're considered one of the boys, like a tomboy. How do you think you're perceived in the industry?
I think like my personal style, like that's a funny question. It definitely changes by the day, my personal style, but what I'm working to change through my efforts with not only Nice Kicks, but like my own social media and my writing is this perception that we really need to even fall into any of those two stereotypes, right? Like the conversation is really about women just being a natural part of the sneaker community rather than having to be the sexy sneakerhead in those cheesy ads or being a tomboy or athlete. It's about, you know, express yourself and not having the fact that you're a woman factor into your legitimacy as a sneakerhead.
Sure.
And I think women like myself, we've been waiting for this moment, to be honest. It's a long time coming.
But do you feel like still, I mean, because to be honest, I feel that way sometimes. Like I feel like when I meet people who don't really know me and know what I'm about, right? And kind of just see this girl who's wearing Jordans or whatever, I definitely feel the perception of people like, oh, here's a cutest chick who's into kicks. That's generally the stereotype that I feel is towards me. Once people get to know me, then I feel like I might be perceived differently. But initially, I guess men in general, I do feel like that stereotype is 100% there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say it's like it's in the bigger cities. I feel like it's more accepted. Like in New York City, a lot of the style, especially like Lower East Side or Brooklyn or Harlem or the Bronx, like you'll see a lot of girls in sneakers and a lot of dope sneakers that you might see on guys too. So yeah. I feel like it's a little bit more accepted. But definitely when I go out into the suburbs, for example, it's a bit different, and you definitely get looks or you get guys that are curious about it or think that you're like a tomboy or something. And it's really not about that at all. It's about the style. It's about the product. It's really not about trying to be something that you're not.
For sure. I think what we want to make people know is like, we like sneakers in this culture because of the actual culture. You know what I mean? Like you like ball, you like hip hop, you like, you know, the whole culture around it. And I think it's our way of showing that that's what we like. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I mean, and I think like one of the things is like, you know, it all depends where you come from. Like I come from like a city, and I grew up with around urban culture, and it just always been steeped in kind of like my psyche growing up. And I think, just growing up and having those stereotypes put upon you where you have to fit into these molds, I think that's what women are really frustrated with, because we're kind of like, well, why does it always have to be about, you know, my gender? Why can't we all just be part of this community as is and not have to prove ourselves? Or kind of like, why can't you take us seriously instead of questioning, like, what do you really know about ball? What do you really know about sneakers? Like having to always prove yourself, it just gets exhausting.
No, for sure. Another interesting point that I liked in your article was how you were saying that 51 51% of the population is women, and 58% of online shopping is done by women. So that's pretty big, like 58%. So why do you believe women are not being fairly represented by the product that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of factors, and we could probably debate so many different ideas that have impacted this. But what I do know is that women have been told that, hey, it's not really the brand's fault that there aren't more colorways or sizes that you can wear, because brands analyze the market and then they do what the market wants. Yeah. So that means, since, you know, we don't have the product that we like, that must mean that their market research proved that, hey, there was no demand.
Right.
So there's been this subtext saying, if you want change, if you want, you know, you change your purchase habits, change your style, or anything that can get brands to notice that this demand exists. And part of that is definitely true. I think there are some things that women can do to make it a little bit more vocal or obvious, and we're working on it. But, you know, if you work in footwear or just in market research, or you follow this stuff,
yeah,
you know that our relationship with brands and with products is so symbiotic. It's so connected. It's not just black and white.
Right.
So like, one thing feeds off of another. So, you know, a lot of the hype around sneakers for men was originally generated through super concentrated and strategic advertising geared towards men. And
yeah,
imagine if they spent more of that budget on women.
Right.
Not all of the demand was born from just the market, because if that were true, brands wouldn't really need an ad budget. The demand would just exist. So I think there's responsibility on both sides of the table.
I feel like, personally, like, from what I see, well, Melissa, I work for Adidas myself. And I see like a bunch of like our marketing thing going on, and like I see a bunch of the marketing that's going to be coming in the future as well. I think the women at the moment, like, is more perceived as an athlete more than like as a trend cadet or like a fashion, like, or just like a sneaker person. And I find like it's totally lacking in also like other brands as well, and just like, and the marketing of these days in general. I don't know if you see or feel like there's a place for more women, like, in the marketing side of like some of the sneakers that are coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you're saying, because I feel like, you know, when you're looking for running sneakers or training sneakers as like a female athlete or just someone that's really active, goes to the gym, you can find like a really good variety. You can find cool colors, all this stuff. But then when you're really looking for like these classics, or a lot of like the OG kind of, you know, styles across different brands like Jordan, it's hard to find, and women are looking for those. And it's just, right now it's not possible to purchase a lot of them.
I have a quick question for you, Melissa. I just want to pick your brain. So I was thinking about this last night while I was in bed, and the thought came to me, because I was thinking to myself, like, man, you know, in the past, why haven't women's, you know, female athletes, because I think in the past brands have tried to make signature lines for women, and I don't think they've been very successful, if I'm not mistaken. I was having this conversation with Chris, and I was wondering, like, I wonder why. And although we feel, I guess maybe because we're in it and we like it, that why don't we have the product? Why doesn't stuff come for us? Blah, blah, blah. So I was thinking to myself last night, like, okay, Rihanna has her stuff out. It's super successful, clearly, right? Like, I can't keep her stuff in stock. You know, anything Kylie Jenner is doing, super successful. And I was like, I actually think I fall into that same category, because I'm into sneakers because of music videos I used to watch as a kid. You know, it was TLC. Honestly, like, if you look at the old videos, they're wearing Huaraches, they're wearing track jackets. It's like exactly my style, you know? And even like, you look at Janet back in the day, her style, like everything I grew up on, like my idols from childhood, are all wearing those kind of clothes. So it's funny, because now if I think about it, I'm like, man, the women today are kind of doing the same thing, except like, so what are your thoughts on that? What do you think?
In terms of why women's sports are not more popular?
Well, I just feel that,
can you just repeat that?
Yeah, I just feel like women are kind of, you know, I think men maybe more go towards like sports idols, you know, as children or something. Like, so, you know, when LeBron has a line out or whatever, when men are kind of shopping, they go towards that. But I feel like women more go towards like a different kind of idol, because the lines that are popular, I feel, are not necessarily like sports idols. It seems like it's more entertainment idols. Does that make any sense?
Or media idols?
Media idols.
So you're saying brands are utilizing like
pop
women,
culture?
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Women.
Like women, I feel we more trend towards pop culture because that's what I feel is more successful on our end. And men trend more towards
the sports athlete. Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I just had that thought. And to me, it makes sense. I don't know if you like what you thought on that, but that's kind of what I figured out.
Yeah, I think that a big problem with that is like the marketing around women's sports. Like, I'll use basketball, for example, just because I'm more familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's just like it has historically not been marketed in a way that it's marketed towards men, where like, and a lot of stuff like societal stereotypes play into that. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into them because there's so much ingrained in that. But I think like in sports, and I touched on it in my article, there was always this pressure for me as a player to be more aggressive, to be quicker, to be so intense, and and that was achieved in a lot of ways by the swagger, kind of acting like a boy, kind of, you know, men's basketball sneakers, the shorts are long, and just all these sort of boyish traits. Like, we would just copy the boys' team and we would scrimmage with the boys' team. And I think women are not marketed to when it comes to sports in that same way. So like, mm-hmm. we don't really have any sports idols that we really look up to, because women athletes have to look up to male athletes because that was always seen as the pinnacle of athletic prowess, athletic success. So if we are always idolizing male athletes as the most intense or the most aggressive, and that's who we should kind of try to emulate, then we're never looking at those female athletes that might be incredible in the same way. And I think that's where we're lacking. It's like changing the conversation to maybe really recognize those incredible female athletes, because if we actually did more of that and told the story around that, that inspiration, I think, would kind of build upon itself. And I think the demand would grow more for, you know, maybe a player exclusive, maybe, you know, some more footwear, not only in basketball, but other sports too.
100%.
That's totally awesome. Agree. Now, Melissa, I want to quote something from your Nice Kicks article. You said, when it came time to pick team sneakers for the season, the coach threw you a East Bay catalog and told you to choose your top three pairs, except the best sneakers didn't come in women's sizes. Now, do you see brands progressing in that since then?
Not as much as I would have hoped. I mean, sometimes I could fit into smaller men's sizes, which I'm lucky. I'm taller. So I can kind of wear some of the smaller men's sizes and get away with it. But women that have really small feet, they definitely can't. And, you know, especially if they play hoops or they play all these other sports, they can't find footwear that's like really innovative, really cool, is maybe, you know, made from inspiration about an athlete. Like, maybe you can't get Kyrie's or something like that because they're not in your size. So I feel like that's still lacking in a big way. And I just think that maybe the brands think that the market demand, again, isn't there. So we're kind of trying to push back and say, hey, it really is. And we would really appreciate if there was a little bit more representation and a little bit more accessibility. It would go a long way.
Totally, totally. Now, there was, in my opinion, there's been a couple women's shoes that have come out that have been exclusive to women that even us guys couldn't get our hands on because we can't fit into those sizes. But I think that's really cool that they do that. Like some brands, like the Jordan 11, was it Velvet?
Mm-hmm.
The red, the burgundy one?
Yeah, yeah.
I would love a pair of those in my size, but it doesn't happen.
I think it shouldn't be a special thing.
No, it shouldn't be like a special thing.
Yeah.
I think they should do that every time.
Melissa, what do you think women can do to further their cause in the sneaker industry? What can we do as women to get to where we're trying to get?
Yeah, so this is the fun part. I mean, I think it sounds super simple, but we need to just keep getting more involved and get more vocal. I mean, so if you're like a young girl or you're a woman, you love sneakers, you love this content, you go and you read these blogs, definitely reach out, email editors at your favorite publication, pitch a concept for a new series that maybe you wish existed, but it doesn't exist. Women are a creative force that's not being fully utilized. And I'm here to kind of tell you that publishers like Nice Kicks and a lot of the other ones in the space, I think they're more open now than ever to these ideas. So it's a perfect time to reach out.
Amazing. Okay, I'm really, you know what, Melissa, like, I just want to say I'm super glad I met you, and not to sound cheesy, but I really feel, I mean, I don't know if your experience is the same, but I don't think it's easy at all for us to be in like super male dominated kind of industry. Like, to be honest, there's days I come home and I'm just like exhausted because I feel like I'm constantly just like, I'm on a mission to fight to like be myself. You know what I mean? I'm on a serious mission to like not try to act like one of the boys. I'm trying to be a girl and I'm trying to succeed being feminine as shit, you know, just being as a woman. Like, I'm a woman, you know, I'm a woman. I like makeup. I like girly things, whatever, whatever. But I also have this other side and I'm trying to, you know, break ceilings and just try to really be myself and not trying to act like, not trying to act like a dude just because I'm in a male industry. And I'll cry at work sometimes. I've cried in front of my bosses, whatever. And I just do what I got to do because I'm like, you know what? I am a woman. I am sensitive. I'm, you know, more empathetic or whatever it may be. And so I love meeting girls like you because it's like, I just feel, I know I'm talking a lot, but I'm just very passionate about this subject. But I just feel like women, the problem that we have is that women compete with each other a lot. You know, I really feel like that. And I feel like when I meet a girl who's just like giving props to another girl and wants another girl to succeed, like, I love that. So we don't talk all the time, but you're in my circle, you know? So I just want to be corny and say that to you.
That means a lot. I really appreciate it, especially, you know, Cherry is a really strong woman. It's evident from her social, it's evident from her outreach. And I think, you know, just kind of going off what you said, just trying to be yourself, I think that's really the bottom line here. It's like, I'm super optimistic. I think there is definitely a place for us in this community more and more.
Yeah.
And that progression is just like so obvious in the way that brands really are starting to reach out to not only social media influencers, women in the space, but just taking women more seriously, asking them to be a part of these big brand campaigns and footwear launches. So that's huge. And I think this is only the beginning. And another thing I'll mention, and this is just like kind of kudos to the sort of audience that Nice Kicks has built, and also a comment on just male sneakerheads in general. It's like, when I wrote the article, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really know what kind of feedback I would get. I was a little nervous, you know what I mean? Because touching these kind of subjects touches a little bit on feminism.
For sure.
You know, I don't want to step on any toes, but I think it's a conversation we have to have. So I was just really, really happy and amazed, honestly, by the support that I got, not only from women who felt similarly to me, so that was great to hear, but also all the guys who were like, you know what, we get it. Like, we agree, and this is something that we don't even think should be said. Like, it's kind of sad that we have to still talk about this, but we feel you, like, we get it. So just hearing that support from guys, to be honest with you, was amazing, because it's obvious that they're really starting to kind of, like, they're shifting with us. So I really appreciate that as well.
Yeah. I'll give one last shout to your article. So the title is The Attitude Toward Women in Sneakers Has to Change, and Here's Why. So it's on Nice Kicks if anyone wants to look it up. We'll post a link on our IG.
Yeah, we'll post it everywhere. And Melissa, before we wrap things up, maybe you can give a shout out to your Instagram. Let people know where they can find you on social media and get a hold of your perspective.
I'm the same across Twitter, Instagram, all the socials. It's just my first name, that last name, or my first name, last name, Melissa Salewski. So very easy, very simple. You just have to find it on Nice Kicks so you can spell it. It's a crazy Polish name.
We'll link it to on our IG for any of our listeners. And I want to give one last shout to you for like the article, the way you wrote it. I have to say, while I was reading it, the moments where you were looking for sneakers and describing the way you were dressed or like how you wore your flip-flops or your Adidas and everything, I totally for a second forgot what your subject was, and I was just imagining myself, I wear that too. And I was like, okay, now I'm relating to you. And then once you started describing how you had a hard time getting sneakers, I was like, this is bullshit. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
You know, it just yeah. sucks for any sneakerhead or any fan of basketball or sports to suffer through, you know, the lack of.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad that that you guys were kind of able to kind of like go with me for the ride, because that's exactly my point. Like, I was trying to paint this picture like, man, it sucks out here. Like, can we get some help out here? So I'm not hearing that.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We
thank
really
you so
appreciate
much.
It. I think the sneakerhead community needs more people like you and your perspective on the game and just women in general. So thank you very much.
Yeah, keep killing.
See you in Brooklyn in June.
Yeah, see you in Brooklyn. And thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, right. Melissa.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Melissa.
Bye.
Wow, Melissa's a rock star, guys.
Like, definitely.
So
yeah.
happy to have her on the podcast this week. It's really really cool to get that perspective from her and yourself, Cherry. So thank you for being here, too.
Of course. My pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
It was a good time.
Thanks for allowing us a platform to talk about this topic.
Yo, it's about time.
Yeah, let's give one last shout with all her info.
Yeah, we'll give a big shout out to Melissa. Make sure you go follow her on Instagram and all her social media at Melissa Sulewski. Go check her out. And make sure you go check out her website too, Smart Shiny Objects. And thank you so much, Melissa, for being on. Really appreciate that.
Shout out
thank
to
you.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap things up, maybe we can get everyone's information where people can find you on Instagram. Chris, where can people find you?
At The Bragg Affair.
Cherry, where can people find you?
Cherry.graywall.
Alex, where can people find you?
At karaoke. at Suji Cypher Sons.
And our other special guest that we have sitting at the table, where can people find you?
At Montreal Diaries.
Go check her out. Amazing feed. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at On Air with Mike D. Make sure you go download us on iTunes, Google Play Music, and we're also on Podbean.
Yo, thanks for the heavy downloads, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone. Super appreciate that.
So
also,
dope.
Don't forget to follow our boy at Clarel.
Yeah, shout out to Clo. He'll be back soon enough before you know it. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. It's episode 13, season 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Later.
Peace.